This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Have you been guilty of using words that you don't really understand? Well, here's one word that we often use, particularly in church circles. It's the word grace, G-R-A-C-E. It's an ambiguous word and perhaps without ever us understanding what we're saying. And one of the 20 or so definitions of the word in the Macquarie Dictionary is a short prayer before or after a meal in which a blessing is asked and thanks are given. So we say, would you say grace? That's probably one of the most common uses of the word. But there's more to it than just a prayer before we eat a meal, if that in fact happens. I even discovered that it's possible to buy grace over the internet, having a look at the Google search engine. Well, surely neither the prayer of thanks for food or the product for sale on the internet is the same as the true biblical concept of grace. And what do we really mean when we talk about grace? When Christians talk about grace, it refers to something that's far more significant. And I've mentioned on this program before the great book called What's So Amazing About Grace, written by Philip Yancey. And in that book, Philip Yancey says that the concept of grace contains the essence of the gospel as a drop of water can contain the image of the sun. That's really a nice description. So grace is not only central to the Christian faith, it is its essence. I once heard it said that if justice equals getting what you deserve, and mercy equals not getting what you deserve, grace actually equals getting what you don't deserve. And there it is, I think a very good definition. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. And that, of course, can be applied to the biblical example of grace. So at the centre of Christian belief is the death and resurrection of Jesus. And through his death and resurrection, he's given us the gift of his life, even though we hadn't earned it. We hadn't done anything, really, to earn eternal life. Jesus died on the cross so that we might be saved. Now, again, that occurred even though we didn't deserve that we should be saved. So at a time when so much depends on what we do and where our actions can bring us either acceptance or rejection, it's little wonder the idea of grace is a foreign thing. Grace is not based on what we do. Grace is the free and unmerited favour of God shown towards us. And that's a wonderful thing, I think. I'll always remember, perhaps as you do, as the acrostic, grace, you take the first letter of that word, grace, God's riches, at Christ's expense. Maybe you've heard that before, and that's a good definition too. Might be a bit corny, but it's one of those simple things that reminds us of the source of the gift. It's God's riches at Christ's expense. And in reality, isn't it true that all gifts cost something? And God's grace continues today. So with this understanding, it's plain to see that you can't buy grace. It's really not on the internet to buy. It's not at your chemist. And it's not even in the church. It's something that needs simply to be acknowledged and accepted as an undeserved gift from a loving God. Now, of course, as people, we're capable of demonstrating grace as well. And it's a hope and a prayer, I guess, that as we continue in our Christian life, that more of God's grace will be passed on to other people so that we will show the grace of God. But it's something that is divine, something that's given to us. Let me say, too, that God's grace is for everyone, not just for religious people. And through God's grace, he works in us, even perhaps when we're not aware of it. He helps us to improve ourselves. The Holy Spirit is at work in us. And we can call that experience, if you like, Christian growth. That's there God is working in us 24 hours a day. And the good news from Paul in Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 9 is, it is by God's grace that you've been saved through faith. Not the result of your own efforts, but it's God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. Well, Lord, we know when we receive an invitation, it's quite an exciting thing. We feel welcome, we feel accepted, and it reminds us of the invitation that you've given to us, that your grace is offered to us free. So we thank you, Lord, and we offer praise and thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.